Lord is certainly good, isn't he?
Amen.
I like hearing the amens too. I just want to say, as a general announcement, if you're going to take vacations, could you kind of work them out to where you're not doing it at the same time? Now, I know the people that I'm talking to aren't here. If you can just get the word out, that will help me. If you turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 3. Every now and then I get word of somebody talking about something. I guess it's because I have such big ears. My brother used to tell me, he says, Gary David, he said, you look like a New York taxi cab with the doors open. That was usually after I had my hair cut. But one of the things that we have heard was that it sounds as if some people are feeling left out, and that perhaps the church is a bit too cliquish. So, I've often learned that there is some truth in everything, even in lies. There's some truth in it. And so we say to you, we don't want you to feel like you're on the outs. Come on in. And we're going to give you opportunity to do that. Some people, I believe, actually want to be among the elite in the church. And so we say, welcome. The elite are the serving. I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. It reads this way, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I guess you could say that there would be an elite few who serve. But we would say, come. Jesus says, come. We'd be more than happy to have you serve. I think one of the ways that you can jump in, one of the things that we do is we kind of rotate cleaning the church. And so you can just jump in right there almost immediately. We have different families that rotate and clean the church and clean the bathrooms. My wife and I have 1 week, and I know there are different ones that have others. We say, come. We'd be glad to share this moment with you. But it is, if you think about it, it's a wonderful privilege because you get to work and serve in the household of God. And really, as Jesus himself said, he didn't come to be served, but to serve. But I have to say that it is an elite few that actually do serve. And we would like for there to be more. So we say, welcome. I have you turn in 1 Peter chapter 3, and I believe that there are people that want to be leaders among us. And I say, come. Come. We want you to lead. But the passage says that first some things have to happen. And I think it's one of the reasons why there are so few real leaders is because, well, they either haven't taken time to read 1 Timothy and Titus 1, or they just have chosen not to abide by it. But the scripture starts off by saying, if you desire the office of an overseer, a leader, one who oversees, it's a good work that you desire to do. But first, there needs to be this criteria that's met. There needs to be a change in your life. Yes? 1 Timothy 3. Did I say second or first? I said Peter.
Very good chapter 2.
Well, I suppose there's an elite of people that actually know how to read the Bible. And I say to you, come. I need your help. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus 1 as well. That gives this wonderful list. If you look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm glad, Josh, you're not shy. Verse 1, it is a trustworthy statement if any man aspires to the office of an overseer. It's a fine work he desires to do. We're not upset that you desire the position. But the passage goes on and says, an overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine or pugnations. Can't be an arguer. You can't go around hitting people. I just hate to tell you that. Just can't go around kicking people anymore. You have to be somebody that is gentle, uncontentious. And by the way, you can't love money. You have to be one who manages your own household well, keeping your children under control. If you don't know how to manage your own household, how can you manage the household of God? What we have established is a discipleship program for those who are desirous of growing and taking on these positions of leadership. And we say, come. We want more leaders. We want more people serving in these positions. And it's a fine thing that you desire to do. If you aspire to the office of leaders, that's a wonderful thing. And we're so glad that you want to do that. I would say if you're one of those that want to be in the know and you want to be in the thick of things, we say, come. Hebrews chapter 10, and you can turn there or not, and I'm sure it's Hebrews 10, verses 22 through 25. It literally says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And as you read within that passage, it goes on and says, but encourage one another day after day. You want to be in the thick of things, you want to be in the know, you start showing up and come to every time that we assemble. And then you start walking around encouraging people in the Lord, and you start building them up. In fact, he writes in this particular chapter, consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. And you know, everyone can start doing that, even now. And that just puts you right in the thick of things. So we encourage you. If your desire is to be among the elite that serve, we say come. If your desire is to be among those that want to be overseers, we say come. If you desire to be in the know and be more involved, we say come. We don't want it to be just a few. We want it to be all of you. So we encourage you. Father, we give you thanks for your word that stimulates our hearts to pursue your marvelous kingdom. And what a wonderful work it is that you would allow us to become a part of an eternal work. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.